Exciting to a point. Obviously, winning that rally meant a humongous amount to me and Mike and the team. I just remarked a couple of times to different people how much it makes a difference to win it compared to finishing second, as we did over the years. Not numerous times, but at least three or four times. But to get that one is just such a level to get to compared to second place, in fairness. But it's been a brilliant time so far. They'll back down off the pedestal now, you know, you better suppose, and back into brass tacks again and work again, one thing, but.
But it's increased your hunger again, has it? Because there was years that you had that you weren't happy with, and you possibly thought about going, I'm going to jack this, I'm spending all this money, and it took a long time for it to come around. So has it reinvigorated you and Mac again for more success and to crave more on the sport?
It has. It's kind of spread a whole night to sport to me again, really. It's sparked it up again inside me. Obviously, we'd love to go back next year to the international. Never mind if we get the harvest over first, but back to international again, and maybe have an hour go at it again. It'd be nice to get back into the city again. We haven't been in the car since the harvest or since the international, in fairness. So it'd be nice to get back in the city again, if nothing else.
What about this rally then? It's down here in Dunfanaghy, Garda Hark, full carrier. The stages have been used on the international through different years, but they've changed them all about. What sort of challenging stages are they going to be, Damien, of what your memory is of them?
From what I remember about them there, as I was chatting with Gowan, they are challenging. They're tight, they're narrow, they're fast in places as well. Reasonable grip on them, again, from what I can remember, but it's been a while since we've been down here. But that's a different challenge than the national type of stages, but still good stages for the Harvest Rally.
Is there any more pressure on you now getting into the Harvest? Because you're a marked man. You're the national champion. You won the biggest rally of the lot on a mark too. So you're the guy that these boys are going to be headhunting down. Yes, Bogey's going to start ahead of you in the seeded list, but the rest of them is going to be all chasing. You know, they're all going to be in your tail. So they are, do you mean?
I know they are. And funny, I don't feel no pressure at all, to be honest. It's not that I've been cocky about it or anything. I feel very relaxed actually starting this rally. I know, okay, I mean, we're marked to a point that they're still going to be hunting, but we're still going to give it a go too. I don't know maybe if we're going to give it the same vigorous approach that we went to international with, but we're certainly here to give it a go. I mean, we're not here to finish second, put it that way, but I'd like to end the year in a high, even though it's much higher than the national rally, but still, I'd like to end it still in a high on the harvest as well, you know.
How do you plan for a one day compared to a 3 day? What's the difference? Because this is quick, snappy stages, done three times. It's done and dusted by 5 o'clock, half five comes around on the Saturday evenings. What's the approach different for this compared to an international?
Not really much difference in approach. As regards stepping into the car and starting the first stage, I mean, you still go for it from where and go as hard as you can go. That's where the international has went. People have said over the years, oh, we better sit on the first couple of stages. You don't really do that anymore. Not in our end, from what we've seen. You go in and you give it everything you can do. This is going to be obviously very, very similar. Because simply, there's the only saving grace in this is I hear that one of the stages is going to be 18 kilometres long. That's a wee help as regards if you make a mistake somewhere or if you overshoot a junction slightly somewhere go wide, you have time to make it back in that stage. Well, the stages are short, you don't have that time to make it back. So that might make a wee difference to you, but barring that, everyone in boys here is going to be hunting for every split second, so you're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, and obviously this time of year conditions can be different. You're going to have hailstones, you can have dry bone stages. We sort of had a mix of everything in the Donegal as well, if I remember on the Sunday, the torrential rain. What conditions are going to suit you then, Damien?
I don't mind as long as one or the other. The big problem is in between one. So pick and tire for in between one. You'll get it right or you can get it completely wrong. If it's one or the other, I don't really mind. We've had plenty of practice over the years in this part of the world, wet rallies as well as dry rallies. You prefer to be dry to a point, obviously, because it's just, okay, the speed is higher, but it feels safer, you get away with a bit more, you know. If you go wide in a wet rally, 9 times out of 10, you're going to catch grass, and especially these type of stages being narrow or whatever, you're going to go off the road. But if it comes to choice, one or the other, I'll be happy enough.
Your car hasn't been out since international, so it's going to be the same car that you're not making any changes to the vehicle ahead of this one?
Well, actually, we're making a spring change in the car because that new own suspension we're working with, Tommy Doyle actually is working with it now too. He had done a couple of rallies here since and they've upped the rating of the springs a bit and found the car to handle better on it. Yeah. So we've made it now for this rally to see what difference it's going to make to us on it. I just found the car maybe a wee tad soft on overall spring setup, but barring that, the car is exactly the same car as we came off the last stage in the international with.
Yeah. Finally then, what's your history been like in the harvest and all the harvest rallies that you've done?
Pretty good to a point. We've had one bad year in Gidower, in Dunlow. We rolled the car on it a number of years back, but barring that, round the Gidower area, them type of stages we're going to at the minute, we usually have a good enough run on them, but hope that doesn't bite me back in there somewhere along the line. But no, usually pretty good. We get on pretty well in the harvest, you know. We have tough competition there. Brian Brogan's in the middle of this again. Brian didn't get really showing what he could do on the international. So maybe a bit unknown to how Meehan's going to race against Ron Lawler, but Kevin again finishing off his season pretty good. He's going to be hard. He's going to be hard work.
Just fine. You can run this thing outright as well, because yes, Declan's there in the WRC and Joe's there in the Skoda, but outside of that, the rest of the top 10 is really all Mark IIs and two-wheel drive stuff. So an overall Harvest result as well within the and the possibilities as well, so does Damien.
It is to a point, but I mean, I suppose Declan has no issue all day, and I mean, there's been nobody there really to push him to that extent. He's going to walk away with it, really. But hey, listen, it happened before. You can be surprised what can happen in rallying. Like anything, one corner can just catch you quicker than the next, or a breakdown, or mechanical failure. So again, go to the first stage and go for it from where to go and see where it takes us, you know.
Yeah. Listen, all we can do is wish you the best of luck with them, and I know you're hoping for another success and to end the year on and keeping that continuous high, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a high. It's unfortunately about the push will come off the high sometime, but I'd like to keep it on with you a wee bit longer if I possibly can. But it'll be interesting.
Okay, good luck with them.
Thanks very much.